Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Before the Wind by Jim Lynch. Read by Roger Wayne. Sailing Like Einstein. Einstein wasn't a great sailor, probably not even a mediocre one. He didn't race or cruise, but he understood the pleasing mix of action and inaction, and the thrill of a sunset sail into the spangled bliss. Many of us have fallen hard for all of this. On water, we feel competent and exalted, the glory lingering until we step ashore and trip on the curb, and can't find our keys and remember our yard is overgrown and the roof moss is 2 inches deep, and the smoke detectors need fresh batteries and some rat died in the wall, and our mothers sure wish we lived closer. At least somebody wants more of us. But the us we want more of is on a sleek boat with a clean bottom and crisp sails with wind on the beam. Am I comparing us to Einstein? Yes. Sailboats attract the loons and geniuses among us, the romantics whose boats represent some outlaw image of themselves. We fall for these things, but what we're slow to grasp is that it's not the boats, but rather those inexplicable moments on the water when time slows. The entire industry is built on a feeling, an emotion. It's rarely the thing. Or is it? Regardless, boaters are suckers. They'll pay more in moorage and repairs than their vessels are worth, and rarely understand how swiftly rain and salt water conspire to corrode and rot, costs soaring as values spiral.